Well, hello, my audio boo friends. I was just talking to one of my Facebook friends, Brad. My dog was crying because he was stuck outside. Couldn't figure out what he was crying for. Let me shut the fridge. I'm going to go out back. It's 10:50 or so at night, and I thought I would go out here and take a look. Oh, jeez. Sorry, I just ran into a spider web, and that was a spider, I think. Oh, so I was trying to be calm and collected, but you know, it's warm, and it's just nice weather, and there's like some really big spiders out here. They don't hurt you, though, the kind in the backyard that are just huge, that make huge, oh. I need to get a stick. I'm not brave like I used to be. I get a stick and knock down the spider webs right in front of me. Since it's hard to see them at night. Oh, look at that moon. Well, you really can't look at the moon, but... You know, I was going to come out here. There's a band playing down the street. You should see me. I'm waving this stick, so hear it. Oh, it's a full moon. Wow. Hi, Brad. I know you're listening. Brad was commenting on my audio boo. And so he said this was my favorite one. And it was where I walked outside in the backyard at 2:30 in the morning. And I listened to it and, you know, I made myself laugh. But I am practically blinded by the moon tonight. It is so full and so bright. Of course, there still is no stars in Southern California. Oh, yeah, there's one. There's two, three. I see three, four, kind of five. Yep, that's about it on the stars. Well, in Southern California, you know, we don't have stars, but we do have planes. I see a plane going by. Anyway, let me give you a visual of my backyard. You know, Gene passed away a year ago, March 31st, so it's been over a year. And I have been going through his big studio. It's the size of two bedrooms, no wall in the middle. And I have been just clearing out boxes from every room of 50 years worth of stuff, you know, 50 years worth of memories and books and lots of laughs, lots of things I haven't seen for 20 years yet in his studio. Plus, then I thought, well, I'll get some things and boxes out of some other rooms too. So I have like an enormous set of boxes. I'm going through paperwork from a long time ago. And so, right now, in my backyard, I have this table. And around the table, I have four chairs. One that I sit in. And in the other two chairs, there is Walter and Lucille. Lucille and Walter are sitting in the chairs right now, and I think I'll take a picture of them. These are, of course, they don't have their clothes on, though. That's the problem. I don't know if I should take a picture of them without their clothes on, but I will anyway. And just to let you know, it won't be obscene, Walter and Lucille are made out of paper. And they used to have, Lucille had a dress, and Walter had a shirt and pants and everything and shoes and a hat. They had hats, but they were made out of paper and they're like life size. So I sat them in the chair and put the heads on top of them. And that's where they sit right now. And a lot of unfinished pieces of Jean's paper mache is on this table here. And I also have a 7-foot cowboy that he made out of paper mache, and another one that's about 6 feet because it's a cowboy sitting on a tall stool on a base, and on his leg he's holding a ventriloquist puppet. Is that what you call him? No, I think so. A ventriloquist puppet. And that's a little cowboy guy, too. And he's got really a funny expression on his face. And I asked Gene, I says, why is his eye so big and like that? And he says, well, you would make that face if you had an arm up your butt. I don't know. I laughed so loud at that. That was funny. But so I've got a lot of his work trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it. You know, that's the problem when you're a artist and you got to fulfill your dream of just doing art for over 10 years. He just sat and that's pretty much all he did, which I was his muse. I loved him to do his art. I loved his art. He made me laugh. And he was fun. He did some crazy pieces too that I go, I don't know about that piece, but anyway, so that's in the backyard right now. And Brad and I were talking about the audio boos that people make. And there was one fellow, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name right now, Brad. But he has a beautiful, awesome voice. And so I told Brad, I says, on my audio boo, I'll tell you about the one lesson one day that I took, a speech, went to a little seminar thing, and I can tell you how to do this. First, the woman said, lower your voice as low as you can, and you think you're talking too low, but you're not, because women usually talk too high, and I know that when I get excited, I talk too high. I go like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I sometimes lower my voice and talk as low as I can. That's the one thing I learned. And the other thing I learned is how to project. Now, I think I've always known how to project. But first of all, I have to tell you about the surroundings that I'm in right now. I'm in my backyard, and I'm lucky I only have one person on one side of me, but they go to bed early, so I don't want to talk too loud. But I could look over this fence, and I'm going to tell you about the next part. I made it out here with my stick. Oh, there I am. I'm looking over the fence right now. I hope that possum doesn't come walking across my brick wall here. And I'm looking over my fence, and now there's no cars, so I'm going to be afraid to do this. I don't know if I want to do this or not. But this is what else I learned. I'm going to go over here by the street, because I don't care if I wake people in the street, but I don't want to be next to these neighbors. It's going to scare them. Okay, I just won't do it loud. So you just have to use your imagination. She says, now what you do is you look about just like somebody standing right in front of you. Like about just right in front of you, a couple feet away, 2 or 3 feet away. Maybe 5 feet. 5 feet away, okay? And you go, say the guy's name is Tony. So you go, Tony, Tony, Tony. Tony, 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 Tony. Low voice, remember? Tony, Tony, Tony. And he's 5 feet away. He can hear you. He's just 5 feet away. But now let's say he's like 10 feet away. Tony, Tony, Tony. Right? He's just 10 feet away. You hear that bird? Darn, they stopped music. I was hoping you'd hear the band playing. Okay, let's go back. Okay, now the person is 50 feet away. So you go, Tony, Tony, Tony. That's a little louder. It's probably going to scare the hell out of you. Did that scare? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. So now, let's just say he's like across the street over there at that storage unit. And I'll take a picture next time because I want to take a picture of Walter and Lucille. But I say he's over at that storage unit over there. It's 11 o'clock at night. Wait, somebody's walking by. I scare the hell out of him if I do that now. But I'm going to do it. Ready? I hear those dogs barking. They're way off in the distance. If somebody's on the other side of the fence, they will be really scared. Okay, I'll do it when this car goes by. Ready? Ready? Clear over the storage unit, 100 feet away. Tony, Tony, Tony! Okay, now I gotta hide behind Walter and Lucille. Because somebody probably will think something's wrong. Okay, now nobody can see me. They'll never think I would come out here and yell like that. Yeah, well, I'm not the only one that yells in the middle of the night. You should hear the band the other night. It was so loud you could... Everything was shaking. The houses and everything was shaking. But everything's quiet tonight for some reason. Anyway, so that's how you practice it. You look 5 feet away and you say, Tony, Tony, Tony. 10 feet, Tony, Tony. You get a little louder and a little louder until far away as you can possibly get. You go, Tony. And you open your mouth and your diaphragm, and you just dig way down and do a projection voice far away. So those are the things I learned, how to do that projection thing. I think I always projected, though. Jean used to say, okay, okay, quieter. Not so loud. I just get excited and I pace See it, Mikey right now is looking. What time is it? Oh my gosh, and you're still here. Mikey was looking off in the distance. Okay, I better stop now. I'm going to give myself away as the one who was doing that. Anyway, that's what's in my backyard. And I have the silliest things here, but I got to get over here so I can take a picture of Lucille and... Damn, iPhone blinds you when you do this. I should turn it over. Oh, yeah, that's better. No reason to have to look at the light. All right, I'm going to take this picture and end this audio boo. And, Brad, thank you for liking my audio boos. You know, I was doing this not really thinking anybody would ever listen to it. I guess I was trying to humor myself. And I'm glad audio boo came about. Because I can go back and listen to all my audio boos and back for years and years. So I didn't talk about my garden, but I am in the garden right now. And you want me to tell you what I've got in the garden? Okay, before I go, I'll do this real quick. I've got gem corn, which is not doing that great, but my tomatoes are bumblebee. And, oh my gosh, I forgot. They're purple ones. These are indigo, yes, indigo rose tomatoes. And nice little blue, blackish kind of tomatoes. And the other ones are black on the top. And they get yellow on the bottom. But actually, mine turned all red from that. It was okay. I love, my favorite ones are sun gold. But I don't have as good a garden as I've had before. I don't know why. I am growing lima beans. Big mama lima beans. That's what they called. And some shorter four-cooked 242 lima beans that are bush lima beans. But the big mama are pole lima beans. And they do get big. Okay, I'm going to take the picture now, and thanks for listening, and thank you, Brad. Love you. Bye.